So that we don't bring to God hearts that are either cold or muddled with everything else we've been thinking about and doing. We'll begin with a devotional. And as is our custom, we'll take as our text for the devotional this evening the verse that will be calling us to prayer on the coming Lord's Day morning, so that God willing and helping us to remember what we hear from this scripture tonight, then even though it will pass in a couple of seconds in the Lord's Day morning worship, we will hope to be able to season our hearts with the scripture as we prepare for Mr. Mangum to lead us in the prayer. So we begin tonight with James chapter 5 and verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. You remember from last week, perhaps, we had, is anyone among you suffering? And that was a providential command to pray. Let him pray. Is anyone among you, is anyone cheerful? And that would be a providential command to sing psalms. And now, is anyone among you sick? Illness is a providential assignment as much as suffering or cheerfulness are. But the prescribed action is one that shows the importance of church membership and elder-led prayer. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. In order to do this, you must be regularly assembling with a particular church that is led by particular elders, so that you know whom this verse is commanding you to call. Those who do not take their membership vows seriously, binding themselves to a particular congregational body and therefore a particular elder body, would not know whom exactly to call. Those who have no membership at all often feel awkward even calling the elders of a church with whom they have been worshiping for some time. For they have not acknowledged them formally as Christ's under shepherds over them, and have not bound them in Christ to their care as the specific flock for whom those elders must give account to the Lord Jesus. In fact, it has often happened that even someone who has membership somewhere, but either is not keeping it up or is in the process of leaving a church in an unfaithful way, is afflicted by God with illness for many reasons, but one of which is to show him that he is not functioning as one under teaching and authority of elders appointed by Christ. But alas, the lesson too often goes unheeded. The sick person goes unprayed for, and the ignorance of how they are to obey verse 14 of James chapter 5 continues. Indeed, it is a great part of the office of elder that his leadership is not only leadership in the word and leadership in the sacraments, but especially leadership in prayer. When the apostles are divesting themselves of leadership of the church in the ministry of material things in Acts chapter 6, they summarize the priorities of their ministry in verse 4, saying, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." So it is one of the elders' primary ministries to be praying for the congregation continually, always, and especially to be leading in prayer according to the word in the sacred assembly on the Lord's Day. But also now we see here that it is a part of their ministry to be on call for prayer for the sick. Notice in verse 14 that the elders do not come in their own name. They are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. They come as a function of their office in the name of the Lord. Here it is the ill church member, however, who receives the anointing from the Lord's ordained servants. This reminds the sick church member that he too has an office. Perhaps, as would likely have been in their day, and often is also in ours, his illness is keeping him from assembling. Although in your office of church member, you are not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And we have many things that the Lord commands us to do to one another that we are often kept from when we are ill. And so this may be why he is otherwise kept from the benefit of the elders' prayers in the assembly. His illness may be why, but let him not be without their leadership and prayer altogether. If he cannot be led by the elders in the assembled worship service, let him call them to his home, where they will lead him in prayer, and let them anoint him as one whom Christ has set apart to himself, one whom Christ has set apart for himself. Every believer's daily work has its own holiness. Whether he eats or drinks or whatever he does, he is to do it as unto the Lord. And his daily service unto Christ is to be shaped by the worship that is offered in the assembly, offering his body as a living sacrifice, which is his reasonable response of worship. And so, as the believer is anointed by Christ's elders, Christ communicates to him that he himself, the Lord, is afflicted with him because of the fellowship that he has in union and communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Since the believer's work is work for Christ, when that work suffers, when he or she is ill, Christ's work suffers. By anointing him in the name of the Lord, the elders communicate to the church member that ultimately it is not them so much who anoint him and set apart or even pray for him. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And so the anointing is in the name of the one who always lives to intercede for him. So this sick believer, even if he or she should die, knows that that prayer is effective unto salvation. For the Lord Jesus intercedes for him with atoning blood that has been shed upon the cross. He does not now come to priests to have hair follicles inspected and sacrifices made and more blood spilt. Rather, elders come to him with anointing oil. For the great high priest has already shed his own blood once for all. And it is through the worthiness of that once-for-all shed blood that Jesus sets apart every believer as holy to himself, and every believer's illness as holy to himself, and every believer's daily work and part in the assembly as holy to himself. And so when the Lord Jesus sends his elders to anoint you with oil, it is as much as to say, here now you have an illness that has been ordained by Christ for his glory. And now by this anointing and by the servants of the Lord Jesus doing this anointing in his name, you know that Christ is afflicted with you and that you are to bear your illness well as one who has hope in this Christ who anoints you, both for this life and for eternity. If Christ raises you up from your illness by this anointing, know that your wellness also is set apart unto Christ. And with your renewed strength and health, serve him who has set you apart to himself. By this anointing, know that all you do must be done in dependence upon Christ and in fellowship with Christ, in service to Christ for the glory of Christ. Is anyone among you sick? Then it is a providential assignment from the risen and ascended great high priest of the church, who prays for you even now. He says that you must call for the elders of the church, and they must pray over you, sealing all of these things to you by anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord.